Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello, hello, very good afternoon once again, and welcome back to that segment of the day, Health Talks, as we broadcast live from 8 Cake this afternoon. Now, as we head towards the end of the year, many of us take stock of the year that was while we're reflecting on work and personal life. Don't forget your health. Today, we're talking about the simple checks that everyone should consider, why they matter, and how to make them part of your year-end routine. And who better to have that conversation with than our health guru, in-house health guru, might I say, Charlene Naidu from Wellbeings Africa. Charlene, good afternoon and welcome in.
Hello, hello, Luko. Thank you for having me, as always. For our weekly health check-in. And today we are being very literal about that, talking about just a couple of quick health checks that you should actually do just before the year closes out.
Which I really needed, I must say. We take the gift of good health for granted, but I think it's when we are encountering a health scare that we realize there's just a lot that we need to look out for.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is a good time. It's a good time. It's the end of the year, so time to take stock.
So tell me, while we are at that, why is the end of the year a good time for people to check in on their health?
Well, if we think about it, it's a natural pause and reflection time, right? Because you've been rushing around for the last few months, for the last, well, the whole year, basically. You've been rushing around with work, with family responsibilities, with daily stress. But as the year starts to wind down, then you also start to slow down a bit. So this is a nice time. It gives you the time and space now to really take stock of how you've been feeling. You can look back a little bit, you can reflect, and you can kind of note all the changes you've been through throughout the year, whether physically or mentally. You can take stock of, have you been constantly tired? How have your moods been? Have you been more physically run down than usual? So as we slow down, it's easier to actually notice these elements. And the thing is also, by the end of the year, you know, your mind and your body have carried you through quite a lot. Mm. So you could have had a lot of warning signs along the way that you just said to yourself, you know, I can't deal with it now. But as it comes to the end of the year, it is an excellent time to actually go back to those warning signs, like the headaches, the low energy, the frequent aches and pains or mood changes that you kind of put on the back burner.
Yeah.
So now's the time to get it off the back burner and move it to the front of the stove, so to speak.
And if you think about it, Charlene, we have this tendency of obsessing about everything around us but our health. Like at the end of the year, we always do stock take of what have I achieved this year? What could I have done better? All these tangible things, so we think. But hardly do we ever say, have I been in good health? If not, what's been the issue? What have I done? We don't do those checks at all.
Absolutely not. And we spoke about it before in these segments, you know, where we said there's a very natural inclination for many of us to ignore what's going on physically because we don't want to acknowledge that it could be something big, it could be something scary. But actually, most of the time, it's not. It's just your body needing some time to reset, to repair, to rest. So as you said, you know, we take stock of how was my career this year? How did I do? You know, what were my big successes? What were my failures? But we really don't take the time to say, actually, how was my health? And the thing is, we experience a lot of health problems through the year, even if it's just feeling tired, even if it's just fatigue or not sleeping properly. But somehow we put that on the back burner and we kind of put it out of sight, out of mind. And that really shouldn't be the way we look at it. Our health should be the first thing we reflect upon when it comes to this time.
I must say, we can be really narrow-minded and chasasing the wrong things.
Absolutely.
Eh? When we say health check, Charlene, what exactly do we mean? And is it a full medical exam or just simple routine tests?
Yeah, so I think let's immediately get that out of the way. We're not saying you need to go in for days and days of head-to-toe medical exams and a whole battery of checks or anything. A health check can start with just having a conversation with your doctor to talk about things like your sleep routine, your stress levels, any lifestyle factors. You know, maybe it has something to do with alcohol or smoking, your diet, your exercise habits. It can really just start there. And from there, you know, your doctor can point you in the direction of saying, okay, we want to take a look at some of these and we'll do a test like blood pressure, your body mass index, waist measurements. These simple health checks, and these are not huge, you know, expanses of time that you're going to spend going to the hospital and having these tests. These are just quick check-ins to say, what does my heart health look like? What does my general well-being look like? What is my blood sugar saying? You know, what about my cholesterol levels? So it's really basic and kind of entry-level tests that ideally you should have those health checkups during the year. We're talking about it now because we're coming to the end of the year. So we're saying, if you haven't kept up with it, now is the time. And I just want to stress, you know, think of a health check as a preventative check-in. It's not an intense medical procedure. You're not going into hospital or anything like that. It's just a little check-in to catch small issues early so that you know where your health stands. And now's the time where you can make changes.
You're actually reminding me of something as you're speaking, Charlene. You know, we don't realize, like you're saying, these are preventative measures because the last thing you want to hear is that whatever you're sick of is at an advanced stage and you could have picked it up on time. You know, I've got my little sister, and I know I can confuse people when I say this because I'm the last born, but my cousin, who's always been my little sister, you know, from I think when she was like in matric and she was living with me in East London. She had this thing where her feet just swells and we don't know what causes it. And for years now, I've been saying to her, you need to get it checked. And she says, no, I'm scared. What if I've got a heart condition? I'm like, but what if you really do? Is this not the time to actually lead a healthier lifestyle and start taking care of it just to give yourself a better quality of life? She just doesn't get it. She's afraid to get it checked out.
That's such an important conversation, and I know there's so much fear around it. It could literally just be water retention. You know, it could be something as simple as that. But you are exactly right again, Luko. It could be something even bigger than that and something more stressful. And you keep delaying it. And it could get to a stage where if you had come in at an earlier point, at any earlier point, you know, 5 months, 6 months, 10 months ago, it might not have advanced to this stage. There's so much fear around these conversations. There's so much fear of going to the doctor. And I completely get it. It's a completely human and natural frame of mind. I just don't know what the solution is. You know, how do you get people to take that first step? And I think if the only thing you can think about is, okay, what is the long-term outcome of this? What is the worst that can happen? And maybe use that as your motivating factor to actually go for that check.
Listen, we don't realize, like I said once again, how important our health is. Hey, now tell me, Charlene,
Absolutely.
what are the basic checks that every adult should consider before the year ends?
So definitely, let's just look at three very basic checks. And these are things that you could do at any point during the year, but just at least once a year. Or a couple of times a year, also depending on if you've got a chronic condition. If you have a chronic condition, you're probably already quite good about going to the doctor. But just for everybody else, let's look at your blood pressure check. This is a very important test because high blood pressure and actually quite a lot of medical conditions, they don't really show very clear and obvious symptoms. I think we've spoken about this before. There are a lot of conditions that have silent symptoms. High blood pressure often has no symptoms. So a quick check can help to pinpoint and maybe prevent serious problems like heart disease, kidney damage, or a stroke. Okay, so that's blood pressure one. Number two, go for a blood sugar test because this checks early signs of diabetes or pre-diabetes. So catching blood sugar issues early, it can make the risk much easier to manage and can prevent those long-term complications. And then I think the third one that you should consider before the year ends is the cholesterol test. This measures the fats in your blood, and it basically shows your risk for heart disease. So high cholesterol, again, doesn't usually cause symptoms, but this is a very valuable test because it can help you find those early warning signs. So I think using this as your base, these three checks at this time of the year, it gives you a strong overall picture of your heart and your metabolic health, and that's a good starting point for most adults.
Okay. And I think before I give you time and say goodbye because it's a busy week, here's another very important one. For people who feel healthy, like they don't have any, prevailing symptoms, whatnot, why should they still get screened?
I know, and it sounds so funny to say it because we're saying that if you have symptoms, go to the doctor, but we're also saying if
Exactly.
you don't have symptoms, you still have to go to the doctor. I know it sounds very weird, but yes, even if you're perfectly healthy, there really are quite a few medical conditions that have silent symptoms, that have silent indicators: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, early diabetes. They don't often cause obvious symptoms until there's real damage. But this is why, if you keep up with your twice a year doctor visits, for instance, your doctor will be able to pinpoint something on the radar, more or less. So that is why, even if you do feel healthy, you are doing great with your diet, with your exercise, it's still important to keep those regular checks. And also, by the way, don't forget your oral health. You still have to go to the dentist twice a year as well, because you don't know if there's something lurking that's causing gum damage, that's causing gingivitis. There are a lot of dental conditions that are precursors to health, to heart issues, for instance. So yes, you feel great, you feel healthy, but you do still need to go in and see that doctor at least a couple of times a year. And I just think it's important, especially if you have a family history of specific health conditions. You might not be unhealthy in any way, but you might have a family history of heart disease, for instance. So going to the doctor kind of feels like a safety net, just to make sure that, hey, although I'm not having any symptoms, but I know there is a genetic risk of this. I'm just kind of keeping ahead. I'm staying one step ahead, So it really is an insurance policy for yourself. And remember, it's such an age-old saying that prevention is always better than cure. It really, really is. Prevention is always easier, it's always cheaper, and it's always less stressful than having to do intensive treatment once a condition has escalated.
I say that again. I absolutely agree with you on that one. Listen, like I said, today our time is not much, but I wouldn't be doing justice to this conversation if there was no way to follow it even more so offline. How do we keep in touch with you and Wellbeing's platform?
Thank you, Luca, for our weekly check-in. Yes, today is a quick one, but I also just want to stress, we often have our experts from Wellbeing's medical advisory on here. But we are just here to provide guidance and direction and information. We're trying to make you aware of health conditions, health issues, but none of these conversations can diagnose exactly what's going on with your physical or mental health, actually. So, definitely learn as much as you can. Come read all the articles and content at wellbeingsafrica.com. But please also take the next steps. Don't stop there. Keep in touch with the doctor or go to the clinic for your checks when necessary. Information is really just the first part, and we're definitely here to help with that at Wellbeings. But please do take your symptoms seriously and just keep up with your regular health checks.
Oh, Charlene, thank you so much, my sweetheart. Until next week, have a blessed one. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Luca. Take care.
Always abound in the work of the Lord. Take our hand as your daily companion. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.